Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Guess what I did this morning?
What'd you do, Angel?
I was on my Peloton.
Wow.
I saw you on
your Instagram stories.
I'm telling you what. Peloton is pushing you further with so much new on the Peloton bike and Peloton Bike Plus. That's what I have. New classes, new music, new ways to keep your workouts fun and motivating. Do believe on Sunday or Monday, I did the Black History Month ride with Alex Toussaint and Tunde.
Love him.
Love some Tunde.
Love her.
Music was amazing. I almost died, but in a good way. It was like my spirit was rebirthed.
In the best way.
And this morning, I took a class with Allie Love, and it was the first time I was able to get out the saddle and stay as long as the instructor was asking.
Really?
Yes, usually.
I got to sit down just a little bit before.
My butt be like, get back in the saddle right now. But also, boxing. Peloton is stepping into the ring with the newest discipline. Uh-huh. No gloves needed. Discover a fast, furious, fun workout with Peloton instructors in your corner. Even if you've never boxed before, have you boxed before?
I was taking boxing lessons for about a lesson.
I used to take boxing. These classes will have you working up a sweat while working on your fundamentals of form, footwork, and fun combos that keep you on your toes. Mm. New artist series music selections. Peloton is adding new fun artist series classes. Work out to music of a single artist for an entire class, from your favorite hits to the deep cuts. From pop to and rock to hip-hop and EDM, there are over 100 artist series to choose from. Find your favorite music and turn your next workout into a concert. More daily workout variety. It's easier to stick to your goal when you keep your workouts interesting. Peloton has a workout for every day, every schedule. De-stress from a long day with 30 minutes of stretch, 20 minutes of cardio, or do a quick 15-minute total body class before work. Stay motivated while having fun with bike workouts, yoga, meditation, dance, cardio, and more. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. That's onepeloton.com.
5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, Angel.
Is not here today. We have a new guest host. What was your name, ma'am?
My name is Lakita.
Lakita is here. I had a great friend that I've known for years.
Yeah.
Lakita goes way back.
Way back.
So her old friends know this. Now this girl, I don't know this girl. Who's this wavy? Who's wavy?
Now listen.
I've never seen nothing like this.
I got in these bundles. I got this unit made. Listen, it still is like a vice grip on my head, but that's all right. I've been wanting to straighten my hair this year, but then I'm kind of nervous to straighten my hair, so this was a way to be able to do it. And this is good for audition season.
Mm-hmm. Give me black girl with white stuff.
Yeah, you know, it makes me feel more. This is definitely like more of a sitcom mom to a comedian husband.
This is a lot of this.
Yeah, I've noticed
more. You're this ratio.
Oh, it's a lot. Yesterday when I was leaving here, I dropped the key card somewhere in my car and I couldn't find it, and the hair just kept doing. I was like, I was about to rip this thing off, and I was like, don't do it, Angel. Just tap into your inner white girl and just pull it back. Just pull it back. That's why they're Karens. It's because they're frustrated.
Hilarious.
From the hair in their face.
That is funny, Angel.
They're like, calm down. Let me talk to your manager. They're so flustered.
All your old friends as in been friends for a long time, was in the comments like, now that's Angel. I know 06. That's 06 Angel.
Listen, when I got on FaceTime with Brisha, she said, now this is 2007. You ain't got no kids. We get drunk throwing up in toilets. I said, yes. That's exactly. My husband was like, Now, can I tug on that? I was like, no, it is not tacked down. He was like, I'll just lightly touch it. So, yes, but y'all might see me tug on it a little bit this morning.
Just to get it sitting right.
Just to get it sitting right. But, yeah, this white girl flip, I'm sorry. It's going to piss me off, too, but I can't have my hair in my lipstick.
Listen, at Kev on Stage Studios, natural hair is welcome, but I understand Hollywood. Listen, we got to do what we got to do to get in.
Come on.
You got to get in. Then you can slowly become who you are. But to get that pinky toe in the door and hold it open, just get that pinky corner in. You don't have to be like, how them white folks want to see blacks?
And I don't want my real hair when I'm working on a TV show. I don't want them in my hair.
Right.
I don't. Right. I'm like, because
they don't always know what they're doing.
They never know what they're doing. That period. Boom.
Unless they're black.
No. I've had. No. There was a man doing my hair on Blackish. Oh, bless his heart. I let him have a try. And then I said, okay.
Listen, there was one time somebody, I wasn't who I am mm-hmm. yet. And I'm not even saying this was a long time ago. There was something I booked. And usually when somebody messes my beard, they just like take out the scragglies.
Uh-huh.
I just got in the lineup the night before. But barbers always want to leave their indelible mark. Mm-hmm. Right. So they cut my beard down just so it looked fresh. Mm-hmm. And I literally was like, when I looked, I thought you was just like cleaning up, like, I don't know why, I just thought they were doing something because you had to do something with the time. When I looked at it at night, I was like, oh no. I had to wait, I don't know, 3 weeks for my beard to grow back up to its
where it was supposed
watermark.
To.
I was upset.
Oh, but he anyway, pulled you all the way down, made it a chin strap.
Yeah, man. I said, what you did that for?
What you do that for?
So anyways, keep your distance, by the way. Last church announcement. Two church announcements. One, keep your distance. Tickets just went on sale this morning. Patreon, you have your link in there with the $7 off. Email people, y'all will get an email link with the $5 off. Everybody else, y'all get the link with the $3 off. Okay. I made a great mistake and booked too many headliners on this show.
Oh, no.
This lineup is Rob Hayes, Nav Green from Atlanta, Tony the Baker, Felonious Monk, Slink Johnson, CP, Lulu, LeVar Walker, and Daphne Springs.
Ooh.
I mean, it's just
Slink.
Slink. Chock full of greatness. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So get those tickets. It'll be happening next weekend. Also, Netflix is up to $19.99.
What?
$19.99 for the premium. I believe it's $9 or $10 for the regular. I got the premium. You know what Kev on Stage Studios is? And number $5.99.
It's only $5.99.
If you're tired of the price hikes, come over to Kev on Stage Studios. Netflix over there, jacking your bill up, raising your prices, doing all this and that, canceling your favorite shows. Kev on Stage Studios ain't number to $5.99. You feel me? Source Awards, Suge Knight. All right, let's begin.
Let's get into it.
Joe Byron has been announcing that he wants Americans to get back to work. Okay, He wants us to stop fill our great downtowns again and stop working from home. Mm. Here's my first issue with Joe Byron wanting regular Americans to go back to work. Joe Byron works from home.
Yes, he do.
He's not going into the office, Angel.
He lives in a home office. He works from a home office.
You going upstairs. There's no proof. You don't even have pajama pants when you're sitting at the desk.
He definitely has on pajama pants. If he has on pants at all, he's just in his boxers with the suit and the tie and the shirt.
Yeah. You sit in that Washington, D.C. traffic. You go get a job. I want you to telework. Okay, you go get a job back in Baltimore and drive. Mm-hmm. Oh, I used to take the train and Amtrak when I worked in Delaware. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. Right now, you work remote. You be on Zoom call. Walk upstairs, situation room, walk down to the kitchen, walk over here, give a briefing, and then at night, you go to your doggone house, which is where you been all day.
Where you been? The thing is, LA's downtown is still full of homeless. So why don't we just let them move into these office buildings so they can be off the street and have some place warm to sleep?
Get them in there. I don't want to go down there.
At all.
Okay?
At all.
And prior to the pandemic, Josh can tell you, I used to get in trouble at All Def because I was like, why are we coming here?
Right.
We call ourselves a technology company. We got Zoom. This is before I used Zoom, like the actual video. We was using it mostly for phone. We have Slack. We have email. We all said all this cutting edge technology stuff. And right. now just because y'all has got the lease long.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing.
Don't, nobody asked for that. Nobody that's asked for that.
I didn't put it on the lease. And that's now y'all want to make it seem, well, we got to get together. We've been at home for 2 years. Everything been working. We've been having virtual shows.
Come on.
Most jobs do not have to have you in the office.
That's what it is. It's just somebody then put their little foot on his throat and was like, listen, we need the sheep back in the office.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Angel, let me ask you something. Is Joe Byron aware of the price of gas right now?
Apparently not, because he ain't had to fill up a gas tank in 2 years, okay?
Because if he knew. He's been walking around.
If he knew. $6.
$6, Joe.
In my Infinity, she is gaseous. She is pooting and tooting and getting rid of her gas.
Gaseous clay.
Yes. Every single, I have to darn near fill up every 2.5 days. And you know how much it cost?
It got to be over 100 for that.
Yes.
Has to be.
Yes.
Listen, let me tell you what. I was putting premium in the Maserati, right? And I made a reel about it. And Yvonne hit me and was like, that is not your car. That is a lease.
Oh, come on. She's telling the truth.
I said, why am I putting premium gas in their Maserati to protect the engine? It ain't my engine. I'm holding on this till September of 2023. If I could put water and sugar granules in it and make it go. So I went right back down to regular.
Regular.
I don't need no optimum engine performance. With doggone LA traffic, I can never even go fast.
Speaking of Yvonne Orji. On my way to Houston, I'm sitting on the plane. I get connected to Delta's Wi-Fi. And when I'm trying to send a text message to my family that I'm in the air, I see that it's allowing me to airdrop Yvonne Orji.
Really?
And I was like, what? Where? I sent her a text. I said, girl, are you on a flight to Houston? She didn't respond. Towards the end of the flight, I get up to put some of my stuff away. I hear, Angel, is that you? Me and Yvonne sitting across from each other in the same aisle.
Oh, y'all would have been talking right across those other two the entire flight, though. Oh,
what you doing? Why are you going to Houston? What you got to do? We didn't know until right before we were about to land. Just
really?
Random. Yes. I was like, girl, so good to see you. You're so famous
Angel
and rich.
Went down for a content day.
A little content day. A little shoot.
Come on, content creator.
Just a little day trip.
Mm. Yeah, a little day trip. It was terrible.
Was it?
First of all, left my iPad on the plane.
Did you get it back?
Yes, I did.
Amen.
Took an hour for me to wait for them because it was, you know, Houston Airport, the Bush one, closes kind of early. So I had to go to baggage claim. They had to wait until a flight attendant was able to go back to the gate. And I didn't realize this until I was going to get my rental car. So I had to drive back in my rental car. And let me tell you what they did at this Houston airport.
What they did, Angel?
I pulled the ticket so I could park. When it's time to leave, I put the ticket in the machine. The machine said, we can't read this ticket. And I said, okay, I pressed for help. Okay, I'm going to send down how much you owe to the machine. Machine wasn't getting the signal. So the parking attendant there was like, you're going to have to go to this other machine and try. They were like, all right, we're sending down the signal. Signal didn't come by. They said, okay, we're going to have to treat this like a lost ticket. Here, fill this out. They wanted my name, my address, my phone number, and my driver's license.
All that?
For a $5 parking ticket. I said, y'all ain't getting none of this. None of this.
A little funky $5.
Y'all are parking attendants. I am not buying a car. I am not buying a house. I'm not going into surgery. Why do you need my personal information?
The driver's license is, that's identifying stuff.
Yes. It
name
is connected.
Birthday already is enough. But driver's license, now you can get away with some stuff. They got all that there.
I didn't know. I had already put my name. Because had I seen all the other information, oh, my name would have been Betty Kiss My Butt. Living on 100 FU Avenue in D's Nuts, California, 69699. That is what it would have been.
D's Nuts, California?
That's what it would have been.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
sorry for that side thing. But, yeah, I'm not going. Listen, this is already a lot.
It's a lot, man. I mean,
we come here to this office. We don't, because we know the chemistry is better. Our timing is better with the jokes. we're in this office. But there was a point in time where we were doing our good old Zooms.
We was doing them good old Zooms.
Because we didn't want to give each other COVID.
We didn't want to give it COVID. We had great cameras and stuff. You know, it ain't ideal, but it's acceptable.
It's acceptable. But like to make people go back into the office in a work field that does not require for face-to-face interaction is just people want to be able to control their employees more.
Let me ask y'all, right? Just answer in the comments, either live or as you watch this. Does your job change at all if you are in the office? Is it absolutely 100% necessary for you to be in the office? Because I would factor a lot. I don't know the percentage, but I'd say 80-85% people's jobs don't require them to be.
Nope, yeah, not at all. Nope.
See, all these people watching us live on Patreon right now, a lot of them probably at work.
Yeah. The fact
at home.
At home.
The fact of the matter, if you're not a healthcare provider or some sort of service provider that where you have to actually touch a human being, or there is specific equipment that is not acceptable in a domestic area, there's really, I mean, I get the whole idea of it breathes life into the city to have people, like, because you're going to more of the local restaurants and stuff like that. But if that's what it really was about, it'd be different. You could just say, you all, like they did when we were in shelter in place. They were like, please order from your local restaurants.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the technology, the world has always changed, right? So back in the day when people didn't have cars or access to reliable transportation, well, before even got that, farms, people had their farm, they went into town, sold their stuff, came back, okay? Then with the advent of the city, people moved to the city, especially like if you go back to London, that's where a lot of these diseases came from, because you had all that doggone horse manure, people manure, too many people in one place, no good latrine system, no good water cleaning system, too much doodle in the water. Dysentery, bubonic plague. Then with the invention of the interstate, you have the expansion of the interstate and the access to cars for people. People's like, I don't want to live in the city. I'm going to go out to the suburbs. I'll come in and out to work, right? And that's where you get the cities expanding into great land. And people got these big cities. You go out to the suburbs and this and that there. Hey, now you have that. Now you could, restaurants, y'all come around these neighborhoods. Now you go down there to the downtown, people don't be down there no more. People figure it out.
Yeah.
But the problem is, capitalism is always the answer.
Yeah.
It all comes back down to them big businesses with all them offices, all them WeWorks, all them hotels, all them this and that there. What are we going to do with all this space?
Yeah.
What can we do with it if y'all don't come to work? Right. So get y'all black and white and brown tails, all races, get y'all butts back in.
Like, no, is the pandemic really over? Absolutely not. Is some more y'all gonna die? Absolutely. That's what we said on our podcast yesterday. It is the survival of the fittest now. He's like, everybody be around each other so we can kill off these weak people. That is really what it's down to. He's like, we're gonna kill them off. Hopefully they use Policy Genius before they die to be able to have their health and life care, life insurance in place.
Oh my God.
Because we don't want anybody leaving this earth without making sure they got their stuff in place, okay? If someone relies on your financial support, whether it's a child, an aging parent, or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Life insurance can give you the peace of mind that if something happens to you, your loved ones would have a financial cushion for rent or mortgage payments, loans, education costs, and everyday expenses. Having life insurance through your job may not be enough. Most people need up to 10% more coverage to properly provide for their families. Typically, life insurance gets more expensive as you age, so it's smart to get a policy sooner rather than later. Okay, so this is how it works.
How's it work, Angel?
Policy Genius is your one-stop shop to find and buy insurance you need. Hit policygenius.com, answer a few questions. In minutes, you can compare personalized quotes from top companies to find your lowest price. You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes on Policy Genius. The team of licensed experts at Policy Genius will help you understand your options and apply for the policy you choose. The Policy Genius team works for you, not the insurance company. You can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. Policy Genius is what I'm using, as we have to get more coverage now that me and Marcus work with each other, and our him being able to provide for the family is very tied to the content we make together. So if anything happens to me, I'm not trying to have my family be butt out in the same thing. Me and him do enough projects together that I need him alive in order for things to go well.
Yeah.
So Policy Genius, being that we are now our own employers, is how we're able to get our life insurance in place. Policy Genius doesn't add extra fees, sell your info to third parties. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance and place over $120 billion in coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save.
All right. The last thing I wanted to say is...
The reason it
feels so disingenuous is because they convinced all the people y'all could do y'all jobs just fine from home when you need them to work from home and not work.
Yeah.
And now they're like, what? You can't even do your job from home. It's just like what y'all just said for 2 years that we could do it just fine from home. Well, that's when we needed you to work from home with the whole sick stuff. Now we need you to come back because we signed this lease for 7 years.
Yes. Yeah.
That's all it is.
So whoever's lining Mr. Biden's pockets, who helped him get into office with the money, that they are the pressure. Listen, we get them back.
Pressure like a drip, drip, drip.
It's not going to work as a business, as a office mandate, because these MFers are quitting. Yes. They're doing the great resignation right now. So you, Presidente, go in there and talk to them. Tell them you're going to send them some free masks and whatnot and a couple of tests.
Listen, the American dream got some cracks in it. They sold us a lie, Esteban.
No,
you go to college, you're going to get you a good job. No, man. I went to college. All I got was debt.
Debt is not a dream. It's a mirage.
It is.
You get real close and you're like, wait a second.
Where's the good job? Shut up, nigga.
Shut up. Oh, what? You must have been dehydrated because that ain't here. That ain't here.
All right, moving on. This is just quite a story. And because Angel is a woman, I feel like I want to hear this point of view. Angel is a high earning woman. Shouts to Kevin Samuel. But no shouts to Kevin Samuel because we don't want to shout.
No, let's not co-sign that man.
But she's an alpha woman. She's an alpha wolf woman. Oh, yes. All right, listen to this, Angel. I'm going to read this to the people of the world.
Come on.
This is from Reddit, one of the Reddit relationship things.
Okay.
I'm going to read you the whole story real quick. All right, here we go. I am a male 34 and my wife is female 29. She asked me to pay her almost $50,000 to have our child and I'm not quite sure what to do. Let me read y'all this whole story. I have been dating my wife for 6 years and we've been spiritually married for 2 years. We are not legally married, although at this point we are essentially common law. We are both high earners, both over $175K a year after tax. We purchased our home together and we have agreed to split the finances 50-50. We paid for our wedding, honeymoon, everything 50-50, although I did pay for the cost of our rings and her engagement ring. Our mortgage payments were 50-50 and we comfortably own our own home now. So much of our income goes to savings, investments, home improvements, and discretionary spending. Because of our incomes, we felt it would be best to keep our finances separate. We're both highly independent people and both very career driven. It's part of the reason I'm so attracted to her. She's amazing at what she does, and I'm so proud to be able to introduce her as my wife and explain what she does. Unfortunately, our first 2 years of marriage were hampered by COVID and lockdowns. We would have loved to have traveled and saved up quite a bit in order to do this. A couple months ago, we had a talk and decided it might be a good idea to have kids. Instead of continuously waiting for better or safer travel conditions without too serious discussion about it, we decided to stop using birth control and let things happen as they will. Mm. Yesterday, I came home and found my wife on the phone. She seemed like she was in a hurry to end her conversation and tried to evade my question when I asked who she was talking to. It was her sister. They don't talk a lot, so that was a bit weird. She still works from home, so she continued. Shouts to you, Joe Byron. She continued to do some work. Then we had dinner, watched the news, regular pleasant evening. Then she says she wants to have a serious talk and asked me to make some tea and meet her upstairs at her work desk. Bum, bum, bum.
Mm-hmm.
I make the tea, bring it up, and she starts talking financials. Now listen this, Angel and Joshy. Her workplace allows for maternity leave for up to a year, but only provides 50% of her salary for up to 6 months. The remaining 6 months are unpaid. She was very direct and said that while her insurance would cover the vast majority of hospital-related costs during pregnancy and childbirth, her pay would be cut in half. She's asking me to compensate her for the last $50,000 in addition to agreeing to split any related but unexpected costs due to pregnancy and childbirth. Her stance is that if she's doing something for us to start a family, but it's not a true 50-50 split, if she's expected to take a financial hit for it, and I am not, given that our finances are separate, she had printed a list of expectations in terms of what she expected financially, listed some things that her insurance may not cover. I see the logic in that. But I'm really very turned off by this because she is essentially asking me to pay her to have our children or children. She saw my hesitation and just doubled down. Doubled down. Right. While her ideal is to return to work after 6 months, she says it's a real possibility that she may require more time off and decide as things happen to take up to a year off. So she had another plan for that. For the first 6 months, her work will be giving her 50% of her salary, and I would compensate her for the rest. But for the next 6 months, since her work would not compensate her, and because the loss is something she is doing for the family, she is comfortable splitting the loss of her income, and she only asked for 50% of her salary instead of 100% for the second month period, and she will take the loss of 50% of her salary. The idea, I guess, is that both of us suffer half the loss of income for the second six-month period. However, she takes 7-11 months off. Any months after the six can be prorated. First of all, this starting to sound like a literally I'm reading a contract.
Yeah.
It sounded like something my lawyer would say, like, here's the deal points.
Uh-huh.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
She expressed that she anticipates and hopes to work return to work in 6 months, but she wants a contingency plan in the event that she requires a year off. She said that taking more than a year off is something she's very unlikely to do, as it would put her job at risk, but that she's open to exploring a third plan with me if I feel that's necessary. There are also detailed notes about how she wants to keep housework split, with plans to start saving for both childcare and additional housekeeper expenses for at least the first 4 years. I kid you not, it's a 16-page ring binder that she handed me with detailed notes, some explanation, and list of expenses. But the immediate and essential element here is that she wants me to pay her $50,000 to $100,000 to compensate her for a loss of salary for 6 to 12 months as a result of having our child.
Strong enough, Angel, to bear the children, and get back to business. I'm here for it.
Are you?
I am, because their relationship is very, like, you know, it doesn't have any legal confines to it. You know, we're spiritually married, not legally. What? So literally that means if you all break up, there's no possibility of alimony for the support because True. You all are not legally married.
True.
While I would have broached it differently than her, definitely would have been like, listen, I'm going to be wanting you to, being that our finances are completely separate. So that was a big thing. That soon as he mentioned that their finances were completely separate, that's when I started to get more on board with what she was saying. Because if she doesn't have access, like basically what separate finances say to me is that she can be broke and he not be broke.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm here with you, sis. Like, if I'm only broke because I am having our child, right. That's not going to sit well with me.
Right.
So let's come up with a number that you're going to transfer.
Well, it's not broke. It's just a loss of income. Because she hit that 175.
Would you say what it was?
She hitting that 175.
Is usually. How much she make?
She lost, but not broke.
She going to feel broke, though. If you used to that and you ain't got it, you going to be like, I don't feel like I got no money.
Fair.
I don't have no money.
Fair.
I definitely think she should have approached it differently, but I do think women be falling for the okie doke all the time. They be like, I'm going to have this baby. We going to be together forever. That nigga be like, deuces. And then you stuck with all of the financial burden of raising the child. Not to mention that if you don't have the support of somebody watching the child, or if you had any type of medical issues because of having the child, you are now at a loss of income. Go ahead and pay me. Go ahead and pay me. But this is the benefit. When people be talking about, I don't believe in marriage, I don't want the government in it. This is when the government's in it, you ain't got to have a full legal binder, hopefully.
Listen, 16 pages is, I was joking about the lawyer thing, but not joking. This is what my emails be feeling like when my lawyer is breaking down like a full contract into like digestible bites. Uh-huh. Cause you know, legal stuff, they write it in legalese on purpose to throw you off.
Yes,
if you're not
absolutely.
A lawyer. So your lawyer be like, all right, here's what they're really saying. Here's the two schools of thought. Me, Kevin, with her, Lissa, I would be taken aback. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's under our marriage circumstances, where we have joint accounts. We share in the bills, we share in the stuff, you know, we always have our own money, but you know, there's basically a bill account, our money goes into it, and then we both have had our own separate accounts as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when deciphering how I feel about a subject, I often go to how their setup is. Now, a lot of people have separate accounts.
Yeah.
But theirs is a very detailed, like, we have nothing together.
And I know I have friends that that's the way their marriage is. Yeah.
So do I. And what I feel like is this is untraditional for me, but this doesn't sound that off base from what he said, like he set up their relationship as.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it probably sounds a little different, but if y'all have everything separate,
yes,
everything separate, income, all that stuff, and the way y'all social contract or y'all marriage contract is set up, technically, the family only impacts her financially.
Yeah.
Right? In my mind, I always, people are like, man, child support, this and that, child support, this and that. I've always felt like if you're actually married and in the home, you pay, child support would be less than what I pay.
Right.
Like when you actually live in the home, you end up paying, ain't even no, there's no number. Like, right, oh, Melissa, here's, you know, it's, well, the kid need this, the money, right, go get the kid, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is. So in his thing, it's like, it's all fun and games until you got to chip in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right, oh, well, you know, we non-traditional, but when it comes to this baby, let's go ahead and traditional marriage values.
Right.
You go ahead and have the baby, have, right, your body. Your body open up. Your body's forever changed. Yeah, it open up.
Body open
up. Babies be this big, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
This come out the coochie.
The coochie be like, yeah.
And the coochie be like, hold on, I got to open up.
It'd be like, And then it'd be trying. It'd be like, I'm gonna get back.
And then it go back,
mm-hmm,
right? This come out of you. The 50K, that just for having this come out, you could push gift. Because this was inside my body for 9 months. You woke up. Your bladder the same. You ain't irritable. Your hormones the same. Let's just talk about the bodily changes.
Right.
Hormonal different. Hair grow. Boobs get big. That is a blessing.
But then they go away.
They go
bye bye.
Milk become what? Colostrum.
Colostrum. Come on.
Colostrum. There have been some. I said, what's a colostrum?
What is it? It's coming about your body. But this is the thing, though. What she's basically asking is for him to pay. What would be the price for her to be their surrogate?
Right. That about, what, 30 to 50, ain't it?
It's like 50 for the fee, but you usually, like when I was talking to my homegirl who had a surrogate, she spent probably $100,000.
Dang.
Like 50 was the fee for this woman to house her child. But she's then, you know, doing nice things because she wants this person to be in good mental, spiritual health while carrying her child. State of California, you have to have been a mother before you can be a surrogate.
Really?
Yes. You can't sign up to be a surrogate as a person who's never had a child before.
Wow.
So not only is she taking care of the woman who's housing her child, she's also doing nice things for the family because she's like, I don't want y'all to stress this woman out. And I know that she is now, her having my baby is taking away from you all because she's tired, she's sick, you know, all these things. So basically this woman is like, I need you to pay me as our surrogate because my life is ever changing, will be ever changing if I have this baby. And because we keep our money separate, at the end of this, one of us is going to have a lot less money.
Yes.
It is me.
Yes.
So why don't both of us have less money?
Yeah.
By you giving me some.
Give me a little something.
Let me hold a little bit. Listen, while I hold Kiki, this baby.
Kiki O on our Patreon said, folks want 50-50 until it's 50-50.
Come on.
Like you, it's, and this happens often in these scenarios. It's 50-50 until it really, like you really look at what 50-50 looks like. Then you want to lean towards traditional stuff.
Yeah.
Right? It's 50-50 until, well, if my wife now, listen, even if you go back to your job, right? Let's take Mel, for example, my sister-in-law who works at Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take her male counterpart at that job. Her having that baby and taking a year off from work, although her job is saved and all that type of stuff, in the company, just in the company's mind and the way things work, her male counterpart who didn't have a baby,
mm-hmm,
right? Or had a baby and his wife is at home for the year off. Mm-hmm. Just by the amount of work he's done in the year, he's going to be that much further ahead than Mel in the management's mind.
Yeah.
Right? Because she has not worked for a year. So she hasn't been in meetings. She hasn't been developing shows, whatever her job title is.
Yeah.
He has done a year's worth of work that she hasn't done.
Right.
So men, we're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
right? Nobody ever says, you know, to men, you're going to have a kid. How's that going to affect your career? We assume it affects your career.
Right.
Not my, even me. I go throw myself in. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before. I'm going to say it again. When I asked Angel to come on, I almost didn't ask Angel to come on tour because I was misogynist, sexist, abusive. But my thought was, I asked Tony to hear y'all come on the road. I didn't think about what their kids, daycare, whatever, right? But when it was Angel, I was like, well, I can't ask her. She got kids.
She got four kids.
That ain't my problem. I didn't think about Tony and Tahir's kids.
You sure?
I didn't think about Josh's kids. I know he doesn't see her that much, but he got a baby out there.
Don't start that. Don't do that.
That would be the cutest baby. Don't do that. Let me tell you, if you had a baby, that baby's sitting on my lap right now. Ain't no show we would
That's
be doing without
Yoda
that baby.
On your desk.
It's Josh's baby right here.
That baby was sitting right here.
But I didn't think about that at all. Mm-hmm. So I really had to check myself, and I was like, Why are you deciding for Angel when you wouldn't decide for Tony or Tahir?
Oh, absolutely. Right?
So I asked Angel. I said, let her decide what you got to do with your kids. She married? Whatever. If you weren't married, you got to figure out your own stuff.
Because there are comedians that are single that are women that are single moms that be on this role that they have to make decisions just like. You know, I guess some men have been absolved from those decisions, and it's just the assumption that the mother will figure it out. But, like, I mean, again, I do think it's unorthodox, but I do understand her not wanting to go into this with just rose-colored lenses on.
Yeah!
I mean, because she's just only dealing with the financial, and she's probably a little bit, like, still not understanding. But she's like, I mean, I should be able to go back in 7 months. You have no idea what your body might
do. Right, you could have that postpartum.
You could have all of it. We're in all the stuff your body is trying to regulate itself. Yep. You taking them horse vitamin pills that taste nasty, unlike Ritual, which tastes so amazing, okay? Ritual is the multivitamin that you just gonna want to make love to. You understand? We deserve to know what we put in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something we take every day. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamins formulated with high-quality nutrients and bioavailable forms your body can actually use. Why don't you, what you won't find, this is what, because if you start searching for it, let me tell you what you ain't going to find in Ritual, okay? You ain't going to find sugars. You ain't going to find GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, artificial colorants, okay? Ritual, okay, all right. You all right over there?
He needs that Ritual is what he needs.
Yeah, he needs that good old Ritual. He needs some Ritual. Ritual, I really do like. They are a premium multivitamin. I've mentioned before, I love their delay release capsule, and make sure that you're able to absorb the multivitamins in the right place in your body. And just like we were talking about earlier, it's that premium fuel, okay? You're not leasing this body. Mm-hmm. You own this body. You got to make sure it last until the end of time, amen. Mm-hmm. And Ritual is that good fuel that you can put in your body and have yourself purring, okay, throughout the day. Yeah. You hear it. Now available for women, men, and teens, Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different stages of life. Ritual makes healthy habits easy. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription at any time. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
To start your Ritual today.
Crew with a K.
So you got your insides looking good, but what about your outsides? Mm. And when I say outsides, I mean the outside of your house. What's your lawn looking like? Because spring is here, raggedy. Okay? Because some people, yes, they're looking raggedy. You better talk about it, Josh. Raggedy. It is hard to imagine, but spring is actually here. It's almost here. We're so close to feeling the soft grass under our feet. Mm. But first, we need to get our lawn back.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Sunday gets your lawn growing and helps to make it healthy all season long. Let me tell you about my experience with Sunday. When we were trying to sell our last house, right?
Tell me about it, Angel.
Our grass it was not, it did not have the appeal that we wanted it to have. So we started using Sunday, and when I tell you, we were able to get our grass so beautiful and luscious. It gave that house the curb appeal we needed to be able to sell it to folk. For them to, the grass was so nice, they weren't even paying attention to all the mess that was happening in the house that wasn't right. But truly, it's so super simple. They they analyze your front and backyard. This is all via digital. They're able to take a picture of your yard, figure out where the sun is hitting, like based off of the area, what type of rainfall you get. They find out what your goals are for your lawn. Then they send you this like plastic package is the best way I can figure out how to call it. You attach this package to the end of a hose. And you spray the hose. It sprays the it's basically nutrients for your grass onto your grass. And that's it. Like that was it. It was that simple, because y'all know I do not have a green thumb. It is black as all get out. It does not do right.
Grim Reaper over here.
Grim Reaper. But Sunday said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Y'all know how Jesus rose on a Sunday. I'm going to have your grass rise up today.
Sweetheart.
Their custom plans include fertilizer and everything you need to easily care for your lawn, and with ingredients like seaweed, iron, molasses. You can feel good with kids and pets being around. All you have to do is visit getsunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. Then they use soil and climate data to create your personal nutrient plan delivered to your door when you need it. Just attach the ready-to-use pouch to the garden hose and spray. It takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, this stuff really works. And Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129. And you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit
getsunday.com/SK20.
SK20.
That's 20% off your custom plan at getsunday.com/SK20.
SK20. All right. So like I said, this is not traditional for me, Kevin. I don't think this would have worked in my relationship. But also, this wasn't the parameters for my relationship. I would feel how he feels about, like, I'm paying you to have my child. But the whole structure of y'all setup has been this. You probably just didn't think about it. Here's what it is, right? Here's the bias and the privilege of the situation. Mm-hmm. Your woman is expected to do this without spot or wrinkle, mm-hmm. without question. Oh, women just have babies. Okay. But see, what problem is this? What I say to men all the time. A lot of our ideas of marriage and relationship, and they're not even married, right? Like you said, the government. Mm-hmm. Our ideas of marriage and stuff is based off a time mm-hmm. when the man provided 100% of the income. Mm-hmm. The woman either couldn't work by law or societal standards or social norms or legally, whatever. Back in the day, women couldn't even vote, mm-hmm. couldn't work out of the home. Apparently up until 1970, don't quote me on this, I heard on the internet, don't know if it's true, don't know how to fact check it. No. Up until like 1960 or 1970.
I'm sorry, I pushed it back by accident. I felt it slide. I was like, oh no.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
I see it on the replay. It was a more foreheady than you really be.
Yeah, I had to set my hand up. You had to bring it back down. Woo, girl, go ahead.
But up until apparently the 60s or 70s, women couldn't even get a credit card in their own name, right? So our ideas for marriage are based on that time.
Yeah.
The problem is a lot of times, amen, we are not as men doing that, providing, I'm gonna throw Kevin in there too. I ain't gonna be hypocritical. Y'all know me better than that. I remember one time, a couple years back, children are maybe in fourth and sixth or fifth and third. I was working at All Dev all the way down in downtown when I was fighting to say we didn't have to do this. And I realized I was doing that because I didn't want to drive 2 hours.
Of course, that was a like, crazy commute. Stupid.
Each way.
That is
the only good thing that came out about that was Periscope. That was the only good thing.
Amen. You were periscoping.
Woo! Good hour and a half.
On that scope.
But I remember being like, I came home to Melissa and, you know, she cooking. And I was like, man, dinner ain't ready.
Oh, God.
I just had just a Lord. I told y'all I was misogynistic.
That is so funny. The crazy things that would come out your mouth.
Crazy. This nigga Kev was about here. I was hungry and misogynistic. came home after a long day, and it was an especially long traffic day, mm-hmm. right? The 2 hours is low-key a good day. There was time, and Josh knows, he lived further than me.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God, you a kid!
Josh was driving.
That's why I got fired. That's why I had a bad attitude in there.
Right? He was living far both times, right? So if there was rain or if there was an accident, it could easily be 3 hours, sometimes 3.5 hours. I remember on rain day, I remember it'd be 3 hours. Was like, oh, it's rain, 3 hours. Because the thing about
that's
it, where
so
we live,
wild,
there's no
bro.
Other way to go.
Yeah, that's it. That's
you
the
drive
way.
To go San Diego. Up to 405.
You drive, you're commuting to San Diego in the rain.
Literally, I used to think about this all the time. I used to be like, man, if I live in Washington, I could have driven to Portland and back by now.
Yeah.
Because Washington didn't have traffic like LA. So anyway, it was an especially long travel day. I think it was over 3 hours this time. Came home, I opened the door, and I was like, woman, where's my dinner? I've had a long day of work.
A long day.
I demand a pot roast, right? Threw my shoes on the ground. I got a beer, whiskey, a drink it.
whiskey.
And I remember being like, dog, I was just kind of frustrated. I was like, dang, dinner ain't ready? I've had a long day at work. Melissa was like, and so did I. And I picked the kids up, and I help with homework, and I'm starting dinner. I was like, what? Let me clean. Start wiping stuff down.
Let me shut
that
up.
Probably about 2015. That was the last time I said that. I said, man, you tripping. Because in my mind, I thought I was Don Draper. Mm-hmm. Coming home with my briefcase, right. Creative director of Mad Men. I didn't make enough money for it. And now, if I made enough money for you to sit, I could have been Elijah Wan. Why is my food not ready?
I know.
Cook my food now.
That bless that baby's heart.
But
he is foolish.
I needed to make enough money for her to never have to leave the home again. And that be our contract, uh-huh. right? Like, you don't work. All I ask from you is that you cook the dinner. Again, Melissa's not even that person. Mm-hmm. Right. This is the crazy thing, and this is why I thank God for her every day. I make enough money now that she could do that. She could just sit at home and be beautiful and buy stuff. The more we make, the more I make, the more she's like, I will do my own thing. I will never just. I mean, the woman got brand deals. Her content, now that she's freed herself from the aesthetic of Instagram, mm-hmm. she's a machine. Mm-hmm. She's a content creator machine. But even then, I fell into the trap of wanting how patriarchy set up marriage to be for men.
Yeah.
Even though we're not holding up that
bargain that
anymore.
Is the bargain.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm no longer misogynistic anymore.
I could have presented Marcus with that contract. He wouldn't have signed it. And I would have still ended up pregnant.
you would have gave in?
No, it wouldn't have been, oh, I gave in. They had stopped. She stopped taking birth control prior to the contract.
Right.
I would have already been. She was probably already pregnant. I would have already been pregnant. He'd be like, all right, yeah, I would look good. I like what you saw. He would have lied. I like what you talking.
You said
50K? That sound great. And he would have still put a baby in me.
Put a baby in me is a very funny phrase. He didn't win to put a baby in me.
I'd be like, you gotta sign the paper. I'ma sign it.
It's just like, I ain't seen a pen in months.
Right. And it's all right. He would have not signed a thing. He'd be like, girl, you just gonna have to gamble. Just like I gotta gamble. If you a good mama, I might have to take the baby from you. You might end up on crack. I don't know. What type of insurances do I have?
Not that rock.
Right.
You remember the girl from Snowfall? I can't remember her name.
She's on that rock now. Starts with the...
Andre's daughter. Melanie?
Oh,
was
snap.
It Melanie?
I was thinking about the other girl.
You think about Tasha?
I'm thinking about
Wanda. I'm thinking about Wanda. Yeah, Wanda cleaned up. I'm talking about the girl who went to Spelman.
No, well, she didn't make it.
Well, she didn't.
No, she had that on crack.
The crack was like, college? Nope. Not for you.
But that's what of that. He was like, I ain't know. You could be, we don't know. You'd forget to feed your dog. You might be a terrible mom. So, no.
You might not be able to share this, and I've said this before. What is the wildest thing you ever said in your marriage that you were like, I was tripping?
Ooh.
While you think about it, I'm going to tell mine, because I've said it before, but as I think about how I, thank God, we about to make 18 years, because I told Melissa the one time I really lost it, I was at work that day, and there was, you know, we had a couple pretty girls at our bank, and we had like plenty more customers. And, you know, there was a whole bunch of work husband, work wife stuff going on. Not with me, Kevin. I went and sat in my little car. Mm-hmm. I went home and played Madden. And I think Melissa, I was in hopes of the draws that night. And, it didn't work out. It wasn't my night. And I went to the window and I stared out and it was raining.
I remember you telling me
that. I know, it's crazy. I still thank God we're married. And I said, man, you should be lucky.
Oh, my God, Kevin.
I mean, there's all these girls at my job just throw it at me. and I'm faithful. I come home to you. You know how much stuff I could be doing?
I love that you doing that. That'll
make you anxious just saying it out loud again.
My heart is beating out of my chest.
I feel like she's listening right now.
In my mind, I'm like, can she get mad? Is there a what's that thing called when the crime is a long time?
Statute of limitations.
Is there statute of limitations on this? Could you get so upset?
I don't think there's ever statute limitations on relationship talk.
Stupidity?
Oh, no.
I mean, I said out of my mouth. And you just, no? To me? Ugh. Guess this is what I signed up for. The fact that I slept in the bed that day is a miracle from God above.
Hopefully Marcus won't kill me for telling this story.
Don't get in trouble with your marriage.
I don't think I will. If
you're even unsure, I don't ever want to.
No.
Call him real quick and pause it, John. Because I don't.
I got
in trouble for breaking some news that I want to break. That's why I tell the same stories over and over.
Wait a minute. Okay, I think I can. I've got to.
Marcus, I told her no. If y'all get into an argument.
This was early.
I'm going
on.
Out of town this week. I got nothing to do with it.
We both made mistakes in this. Okay? This was when he was young and had a little bit too much confidence. And I should have let him just have it. Because his confidence was in the right place. It's just he was a little too boastful in it. So he kind of made like this. He asked me a question. Uh-huh. And like with feeling like the answer was just going to be outright. Well, you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was like, in comparison, like, and I stopped to think.
I'm not following you.
Me in a situation to compare my past.
Oh my God, Angel.
Oh Lord Jesus.
This was early on, but I was like, why would you even ask me the question?
Angel, but you know you're supposed to lie.
No, the answer in truth was him.
Okay.
But I was like, that was enough.
You did not take a pause to think. Like,
he looked at me like, I will kill you.
What? Okay, but in your defense, that is a setup question.
Right. That's why I was like, why did what I was like?
That's a setup question. And Angel is gonna always keep it a buck too.
Listen,
as a friend,
both of them are keeping it a buck. People,
yes.
And let me tell you what I would have done if I was Marcus Tanksley. You know how T-1000 fell into a puddle? If Melissa would have just the first motion of thought, I wouldn't even let her get to this. The first month, she's not like you. I'd have been like,
right. This is back when we lived in our apartment. This is early. The answer was there, but like, fact of the matter is, I never thought about my past.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, we together. So it was literally a thing of, you want me to think about this? And like, okay.
Did you go?
It was.
You know that meme when the girl's like,
kombucha
well,
girl?
Yeah, kombucha girl. We're like, well,
I mean, there was no comparison, but I was just like, do you
emotional
like,
damage.
Do you?
Our egos are way too fragile.
Oh my God!
I thought you want me to like think, but
you
I know.
Can't. And what if it wasn't the truth? And what if it wasn't the truth?
If I was like, I mean, you know, meh.
Top
like,
three, for sure.
I was just like, you can't. And we were in our 20s. I was like, don't.
This is a whole college experience. We're from the South.
I'm like, don't do
they
that.
They make them big down there. Their peens be peening.
I was like, don't. Like, I was like, I would have never. But so he was just like, the fact that you even thought. Why'd you ask me the question?
Wow, Mark, I'm finna call Marcus after this. Listen, I'm going to tell you, this is one of the greatest glories because my ego is as strong as ice that has frozen for 1 second. This is one of the reasons I'm blessed to marry a woman who had never seen another peen. I am blessed to be the one. She ain't even never French kissed nobody else but me.
Mm-hmm.
I can take it. And also, I would never ask. Because I'm not. I'm only great at one thing with one person. That's why one of the myriad of reasons I don't want to get divorced ever. I can't learn no new sex.
No, right. Who wants to?
I can't.
Who wants to?
This is like, I know Hot Pockets in the microwave, open the pack, 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, what if Hot Pockets said, actually, it's 1:30 now? I will never do that. It would just be burnt. I would never. I've done it for 2 minutes.
I want my Hot
Pockets and my Hot Pocket done in 2 minutes.
Oh, my God. It was a terrible, terrible day. I remember being in the apartment, him being so mad. I was like, I don't understand why you asked me. I don't know why you. I was like, I'm sorry that I even thought. I don't even know. I should have just been like, you never. Nobody but you, nigga. Of course.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. That's probably the wildest. The last wild thing. I don't think I've said anything wild.
Since then?
Yeah, everything else is really on brand. It's nothing. Nothing is wild. Not a darn thing at all. But that one, I was just like, he was like, why would you even think? I thought you wanted me to. I didn't understand.
I don't know why you would ask.
I didn't get the syllabus. I didn't know there was a pop test. I did a pop quiz. I don't. It was because we were both young and dumb. That was a very young and dumb question for him to ask, and it was a very young and dumb way for me to respond. And we learned our lesson.
That's how it is. Sometimes you listen. The thing about mistakes, sometimes you have to make them to realize how dumb they were.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because when after about 30 seconds, I was like, I don't know that. That's probably not going to get me where I want to go. Matter of fact, I think I might have set myself back a couple sessions.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in marriage, I still make mistakes, not so much with my words, more so with my actions. I mean, I make mistakes in every area of my life, for real. I mean, all the time. Like recently when I was traveling, I made the mistake of not bringing my Raycons. And so I was on that plane not being able to hear not a daggone thing with good high quality. I was over there just hearing the engine. Just I was like, what did Pam say to Jim? Let me rewind it. I want to know what they said. Okay, a lot of people don't even make resolutions this year. And you know what? I get it. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't still find a way to shake things up, whether it's by switching up your workout routine or going to someplace new. Whatever way you challenge yourself this new year, there's no better way to do it than with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Raycon wireless earbuds are the best way to bring audio with you because no matter how much you shake things up, literally no matter how much, you shake, you know that they won't fall out of your ears. Their everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. There's always awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings so you can take Raycons with you wherever you go. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me. I have the tiniest little ear holes. Like truly, most earbuds I cannot use because they actually hurt my ear. I don't know why God gave me these little itty bitty ears, but the fact that the Raycons have the gel tips, it allows it to fit snugly in my ear without hurting my ear, and they don't fall out, because that's usually the problem. You give me an earbud, it's going to be on the ground in a couple of seconds. It doesn't matter.
We was on the road, and Angel was the only one who was like, I got to plug my... And I said, girl, where's your Raycons at?
No.
Ain't nobody using cars when we got Raycons available? Listen,
that's the only one, because I have tried others, and it don't work. Raycon is the only one that will fit in my ear, stay in, and not hurt. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycons everyday earbuds have over 48,000 five-star reviews. Right now, here's the thing. Listeners get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/SK.
SK.
Buy Raycon.
That's Buy Raycon. .com/SK
SK
to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/SK.
SK. Listen, Toya Lee Daniels says she's listening to the podcast right now with her Raycons on no cap.
No cap.
No cap. And that means that she's telling the truth in the young.
That's what the young say.
The young people say no cap, no gown.
No.
Big boy, big town. Big Chun in it?
Nope.
All right, let's move on. I thought this was a fake story, but this is actually a real story. And it was like real, and the people said it was real in the world. Mm-hmm. Okay, human guinea pig. 4 in 10 people admit to taste testing their pet's food. Mm. Their dog's food, okay? The research says, let me pull up the art. That's short for article.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I like the short things. Okay, a poll of 2004 cat and dog owners finds that 61% have lost sleep over the thought of their pet eating something that they shouldn't. Another 39% have even caught their pet rummaging through the trash. But half of the survey also shows that more than half people use words stop and no to curb their pet's unwanted behavior, while 35% put their pet on timeout. That's hilarious.
You going to timeout.
I guess put them in the crate is timeout.
Yeah, it is.
But let me skip down to the part of that because I'm reading parts that I didn't want to read. All right, here we go. 3/4 will read the reviews of a product before giving it to their pets, 74%. However, 39% go as far to test the products on themselves first, with food 50%, 6%, and treats 53%. Another 29% even admit that the product tasted good to them. Now, let me tell you what. I love Monty.
Yeah, you do.
I get it now. Dogs are great. They are so happy to see you. Yeah. Every time you come in the house, it is like you have been gone away to war for years.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It is like, oh, you're back?
Yeah, you could have just went out to the car because you forgot something and come right back in.
You got for 2 minutes. Oh, I thought I'd never see you again.
Lucky.
I was lost.
Yeah.
Like, when we went to Egypt, Monty was gone for three. We were gone from him for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. He acted like we were just... I'm elated. We just went to San Diego for the weekend. Same exact response. Oh, hello. I just go back to this podcast, come back home.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
You.
Daddy. Yeah.
Rub my stomach. Mm-hmm. Now, I hug him. I pet him. I'd be happy to see him. I pick up his poop. Right? I wipe the crust out of his eyes. When I pour his food into the bowl, I hold my breath because it smells awful. Mm-hmm. I have never thought, man, this chicken recipe, that gravy look all right. Mm. I've never been like, let me just see what this turkey recipe is. And you know, we do it all right in life. Monty's food is, you know, top tier.
Of course.
It comes with a little pack that says Monty name on it.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know these bougie we're
white
people.
When it comes to Monty. I read the reviews not on the food. Melissa did all that. But on the people, we watched him. I think we just finna drop you off with any old body.
Has he got like the custom food that's for him?
Yes, Joshua.
Lottie Dottie's a nigga. She don't get none of that. She don't get none of that. Girl, get outside. Get outside. Get out of here. Eat this dried up, crusty balls of food. The only food of Lottie's I try is the food that was on my plate that fell on the floor.
Listen.
Eat it up, girl.
Monty don't have no hard food.
Of course not.
Have I thought about in Santa Monica, they have little pet restaurants. Have I thought about just seeing what a little to-go plate looks like for my dog?
Oh, my God.
Yes. When we took him to Joe's soccer, I saw a little pet restaurant. And I was like, Monty, you want to go have a little lunch? Mm-mm. The only reason I didn't stop is because there's no food for adults. I mean, like, people. It was just for pets. And I was like, well, you're not finna eat, and I'm not. If we could eat together. At the Pendry in San Diego, on the room service, they have a section for dogs.
I remember seeing that.
I know. Our nanny at the time brought her little dog that I just knew was going to die.
That dog was emaciated.
Oh, that was for sure.
Dog was this little. He was this
Did she order
little.
Off the room service for the dog?
No.
I would have done that for Monty. If he was with us, I would have been like.
I'm surprised you guys didn't take him.
I didn't know. I didn't. But all the soccer fields don't let you bring dogs.
Oh.
And we would have been stuck. And also, when you're at a hotel, Monty be like. He's like black people. He likes to poop at his house. He'll pee other places.
But poop,
he'd be like, I need my own area. Mm. I don't think to this day, I don't know if Monty's ever pooped. Oh, only when he's with the people.
Okay.
But at our house, when we take him for walks, he will not poop.
He'll come back home
and then poop.
You get another dog?
My husband tried to break it up all nonchalant yesterday.
Oh, he wants a dog.
Well, he was like, you hear about all these break-ins happening? I might have to get another dog.
Oh, he gonna get another big dog?
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be something massive and terrorizing as far as in, like, if you see it, you'll be like, is your dog on the chain? Is your dog?
Can you they put said that's up? The 1-2 of protecting your house is the cameras and the dog before even your alarm, like the alarm system, because people are like, dog, I just don't want to risk it.
Yeah, no, she's a Lottie's a great watchdog. She gonna let us know if somebody is coming up the street. If somebody's outside, it shouldn't be outside, but that's it.
Really?
That's she ain't gonna be able to do nothing Monty else.
Was gonna die for us.
Mm. Oh no, she will die. But she won't deter anybody if the bark is enough to. But she also has the bark of a small dog.
Yeah,
you know. Oh, that's just an annoying dog, and most I might get some scratches. Where Marcus wants one that first growls.
Yeah, see,
it has like a startup. That's an old school one.
If you go to jump a fence and you hear, you know what? I don't even really want to rob. I'm gonna go to work tomorrow. Yes, that's a good movie. They don't make those movies anymore.
They don't. Those movies just.
I mean, we had Mighty Sandlot, Ducks. Mighty Ducks, Goonies,
those are
Little
fun
Giants.
Movies. I literally grew up on
they
those.
They had My Girl.
That was very sad, but we
it
didn't
was
have
still
it.
A great movie.
But they had movies with kids our age.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Little Rascals. Did I say that?
Not yet.
Little Rascals. There was so
the remake
many.
with Zazer.
They even made that. Nobody cared about that one. That went straight to DVD.
I made my kids watch it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. They could not figure out who they knew in the movie. I was like, I was like, it's somebody who has a younger brother. They were just like,
I don't recognize
Michael Jackson. Like who? It could be anybody.
My son's Three Ninjas.
Three
Rocky
Ninjas
loves
is a good time.
Emily. Rocky loves Emily. The Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. That's
Dennis
a good
the
one.
Menace. Angel in the Outfield. Blank Check.
Some of these I don't know.
A lot of these are on Disney Plus.
So though. The person I was talking
Pollyanna,
to somebody about this.
Polly. Oh, sorry.
Who?
Polly with Keisha Knight Polian.
Polly?
Yeah, there was a Pollyanna with the white girl. And then they did a remake of it, Polly, with Keisha Knight Polian and Felicia Rashad.
You gonna say okay, you said Polian both times.
Polium.
Pulliam.
Pulliam.
The Wonderful World of Disney. I never seen this one, Angel.
It was amazing.
We had Jackson 5 American Dream.
Shut up.
But I heard that Pixar is the reason those stopped. Companies were like, the 2D animation, the 3D animation, it's easier to get the kids with this, and it's you don't have to pay children. You can pay adults, and you can bake more celebrities in. But man, those movies were just great,
oh
man.
Oh, my God. Life with Mikey, that's the... I love those movies.
Little Giants might be... Little Giants, Sandlot, Mighty Ducks. Mighty Ducks made me think the team in black is always good. Remember the black team came in? They was all uniform. And then Adam, he came from them, and then he was like, I'll play with y'all.
I had like three boyfriends on that Mighty Ducks team.
Really?
I bet you
I know who you dated one
of them. D2 is my favorite.
I mean, in my head, they were my boyfriends.
I thought you dated them for real.
Oh, hell. I was in Kentucky.
No, I'm talking about when you grew up and you came to to L.A. and you was like,
No. No, I imported my husband pretty much as soon as I
basically
got here.
Basically all the black kids?
I think so.
Or Charlie. I think his name was Charlie. That's it. Might have said Adam, but.
Hold on, where is this?
You know, one of them actors, he had gotten on drugs.
Mm-hmm. All that stuff?
Man, he lost. It was a big Mexican dude, I think. I just saw a TikTok about
it. I see
he
got his face. What's now. His name? What's this black boy's name with the curly hair?
That's who it is. Yes. He was in everything when we was kids.
Yes. What's I was like, name? That's my boyfriend.
Goldberg.
Oh, I'ma man. Be with him and
it was Goldberg who
Goldberg.
Oh, he was Goldberg in Sandlot too.
I was in love with Goldberg.
No, Goldberg was on that stuff.
Oh, well, that's who am I thinking about? Somebody probably know his name. Let me go to the Patreon. They probably know his name.
I also love Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, it wasn't Goldberg. Brandon Adams. Come on.
That's him. With the little curls.
Yes, because he was on the Cosby Show.
Yes.
Then he came over here. I was like, oh my God.
You
that's
never
my boyfriend.
LA? That's him.
No.
Oh, that's what he looks like now?
Yeah, he did. A lot of why?
Awful, Angel. The fact that you didn't say so, actually say something is worse than whatever you were about to say.
Yes, I was in love with so many of the child black actor boys growing up. He was one of them. He was definitely on my list.
Everything when we were kids. Him and Bumper Robinson. Bumper Robinson been in stuff, and you be like, Bumper, you been. He was in Jackie 5 American Dream, I believe. He might have been Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
Bumper Robinson was in some stuff.
He was definitely a crush. Come on. That was definitely when he was on Family Matters.
This nigga Bumper was in, he was in our life.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I was like,
yeah. Is that his real name, Bumper? That can't be right.
Listen.
That got to be a stage name.
Something happens to them.
His name is Bumper Robinson.
Something happens to them once they transition over. I don't know if things get super stressful.
People are just cute as kids. Angel, you the only one who looked 40 as a child, but also young.
I did. I
with them old glasses, you were a studious 11-year-old, 40-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Very studious.
Dang, Bumper was young.
What's his name? Not Theo, but Robert. What was his real name? He's so long.
Booty tater, you, Angel.
He's so long-winded. What is his name? Y'all know who I'm talking about. His wife is gorgeous.
Who? What was he on?
He was on The Cosby Show. It's Robert.
Robert on The Cosby Show?
Merlin Santana. He was cute, too. But Dondre Whitfield.
Oh, he was on Oh, my God! He had the widow's peak.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize
he dated Vanessa.
Was she having big fun down in Baltimore?
Listen. He aged well, though.
He did.
He did age well. He aged really well.
That remind me of what I used to say when I was young. Oh, when I was young and I didn't know how to say, we were so afraid of anything about our sexuality being called into question as young black men.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say he was a man good looking or nothing. I used to be like, this nigga probably think he'd get all the girls. In order to give a compliment, you had to hate. This nigga think he get all the girls. Just say you think he has them. I can't say that.
I can't say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably think he get all the girls.
He think he fine.
But
he
This
is Marcus. He'll be like, now I know when a nigga ain't ugly, but I don't know when he fine. He's like, I can definitely tell the difference between ugly and not ugly, but any shade after that, I don't know what it is.
Oh my God. I definitely know when a nigga ain't ugly.
That's what I do know.
Oh, my mustache is tickling my nose.
Is it up too high?
Yes.
Why didn't you trim it, Sir Kevin Frederick?
Is my barber coming tomorrow? I mean, I'm going to get a haircut tomorrow.
Coming where? Here?
Why do you think, wait a minute. Why do you think
it's
that
not a
we
surprise
don't,
anymore, man? Like,
your dog has premium food.
People probably do that though.
No.
Is your barber, does your,
you are the people keeping.
Does a groomer come to the house?
Of course. They only do rich people stuff. You only do,
God
why
is good.
You pretend like you
God
don't do
is so good.
Stuff?
Amen.
It's just, let me tell you what I always pay for.
Convenience. I know, convenience. Man. I'm already knowing.
Taking the dog to the groomer, waiting so much, opening the door. Just ring when you're done. Ah, you're clean. I'll pay the extra.
I can't do the barber to the crib yet, but I do have the car wash guy come. That's where I'm at.
That's fire.
There's nothing that I go out to do.
Oh, I know. I'm
he
just telling you where
go
I'm
out
at
to
yet.
See friends.
That's true. That's also true.
He orders them on Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. He'll be like,
here's
like
the gate
two
code.
Friends. One child, who fits that? Greg and y'all had another child. Ah, who else can I call? No, why do you try to hide that?
I am from a school of thought that black people will stop supporting you if they think you're doing too good.
Look at Tyler though.
He's an exception to the rule. I've seen a lot of people start to turn their love to lack of love. When
those
they see
are the loud
good.
People.
Question. That's question. True. This isn't off topic, but it's kind of off topic. I see a split anticipation for Jordan Peele's new movie.
This is
Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, people said the titling is kind of like pandering.
What is it called? Nope.
Yeah.
It's called Note.
Nope.
Nope.
Is that on
what
Twitter?
What do you mean by pandering?
Like black culture would use nope in that situation to describe that movie.
I could see that conversation happening. I don't think that's going to be the case for me or a lot of people. I think black people, Jordan Peele's Get Out is going to curry him so much favor for a long time because what he did with black horror. And also, I still believe that Lupita should have been nominated twice for an Oscar for her.
I think she should have. For lead and supporting?
Yes. I know that's not how it works. I don't care.
That would have been cool.
I think it's also stupid that the Oscars leaves whole genres out. Like, horror and comedy never can get nominated for Best Actor. And I believe, and superhero films, I believe, it, for actors, I believe that Hugh except Jackman should have been.
Huh? Except for what's his name?
Who?
Our DJ, Robert Downey Jr.
He got nominated for Best Actor for Iron Man?
No. You said for comedy. He got nominated for
Tropic Thunder?
Mm-hmm.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he even said, I did not look at this script and say, oh, it's Oscar time.
Like, wow. Mm-hmm. I know it won't matter and nobody cares. I hate the make an Oscar type movie to make an Oscar.
No, like, they're boring.
I hate it. My most frustrating Oscar winning performance is Casey Affleck in that.
Boring, whatever.
Dog. Mine's you Leo. You talk about. Huh?
Mine's Leo.
Oh, and, that? Oh,
that was a Hollywood.
The Revenant?
Hollywood We Owe You one.
I don't care.
That's the one they gave it to him.
Leo wasn't boring in that. That wasn't a good movie to me.
The whole thing was boring. I don't care what he did. It was stupid.
The thing I hate about that movie.
Bear scene.
The thing I hate about that movie more than anything, we talked about this with the whole campaigning. The whole, they shot this movie in natural light, so sometimes they only could shoot for 3 hours.
That's a waste of money.
I don't care.
That's a waste of money. Is what
that is stupid. Don't nobody go and watch a movie and be like.
Folks are getting full day rates for 3 hours of work? Absolutely not.
Stupid. And that was a gimme Oscar. Now, I'll be fine with that if they give Will the King Richard one because
he's never had one.
He don't have one.
Oh, yeah.
He has the unfortunate. He unfortunately was always nominated when somebody else had a role that could have beat him, but he could have won in other years. He just had bad timing. When he lost, the other people who won, I'd be like, ah. But this year, fingers crossed, he won the SAG Actors Award, which a lot of people say is the. If you win that, you could win the should win the Oscar. But anyway, my point was Hugh Jackman should have been nominated for Logan. And Casey Affleck didn't show one note of anything different for that entire movie. He was a boring white man.
What movie was that?
It was Bridge by the Water, Water by the Sea. Some stupid name with Bridge and Water.
I think I still
Oh, that's the one
that movie. What was that movie called? Yeah, it was on a Hulu, I believe.
Yeah, I do think Hugh Jackman definitely should have won something for Logan.
He should have at least been nominated.
Logan was incredible.
What was that movie called, y'all? That wild
Manchester
movie.
By the Sea.
Manchester by the Sea.
Dog, when you talk about all he did was be...
I don't even remember seeing that movie.
I'm sad and white. I'm sad and white.
Well, that's what the Oscars are for, sad and white
dog.
People.
That's true. That's what happened to Moonlight in... something Hollywood.
La La Land.
La La, La Land. La La Land.
I was so funny that night. I booed the crap out of La La Land when they Moonlight lost. I hadn't seen either film at the time. I was on Twitter. This is the travesty. I can't believe it. When they switched, I was like, about time. And then I was like, maybe I should watch Moonlight.
Let me see. I just do not think the Oscars... I do not think the Oscars shows any respect to any form of film whose main audience isn't elitist white people. That has to be the audience that the film is typically made for.
Because that's usually who's voting for it.
Yeah, so this is why you'll see very few black people that are on the nominee list, unless it's a slavery movie, unless it's a...
Or they're out of character, like Training Day, or Precious.
That was a We Owe Denzel. That wasn't because that was Denzel's best thing. I was like, why is he nominated for Training Day?
I still don't know how he didn't win for Malcolm X.
He has done so many other roles that I felt like deserve so much. Training Day was like, now come on, really? This action?
This is what we want to see black people doing.
This
corruption.
Action cop thing? Come on. Like, Denzel has done things that, he was great in that role, but it was still just like, y'all just gave this to him because y'all needed to give him something.
I'm still mad that Eddie Murphy didn't win for Jimmy Early. I don't care what anybody says.
It was amazing.
Alan Arkin should not have won that for that stupid, whatever that movie he won. Jimmy Early, Eddie Murphy as Jimmy Early, it is a travesty that he didn't win.
The fact that Spike Lee just won, what was that, 2 years ago. Spike Lee be making weird movies like white people do.
He does. You know what I like? That's what I like about Spike.
He's my favorite director.
Make a bad movie. He's made some movies that I absolutely did not enjoy, but I say this about musicians, actors, I feel the same. I would rather you go and make something risky that you believe in that absolutely stinks than to make something safe. Red Hook Summer, I turned it off. Matter of fact, I had rented another movie from Redbox, and I got Red Hook Summer, and I put it in, and I was like, but I like Inside Man, which was... didn't feel like a Spike Lee movie at all. I mean, I've liked so many of Spike Lee movie.
Bamboozled, which I know a lot of people. I was like, how is this not nominated? Like, this is looking at old form of film and television and applying it. I was like, this is next level artistry. But they were like, it's not for us.
Defy Bloods. That didn't feel like a Spike Lee movie like his old movies were. He got game. Reg Allen might have been the worst athlete actor in the I mean, I would have rather you got somebody who didn't play basketball at all. Because when Ray Allen talked, I wanted to stab my eardrums in. And putting him against Denzel?
Yeah. He's like, you're going to feel this. He wanted you to feel uncomfortable. To feel that tension of what is actually happening.
I would rather watch Kazam. Than to watch Ray Allen and he got... It hurt my soul. That might be, to me, one of the worst acting performances ever. No. Because that movie was so good and it had so much potential. But Ray Allen, he was like, if you ain't like that, how did, where you been? I was like...
First of all, it's Denzel. Somebody reminded us in here. I said, that's the way I like to talk. Denzel.
Nia Love said Ray wasn't that bad. You go watch that movie right now and see if Ray Allen don't make you want to harm yourself.
Denzel. But that is what I realized, and that's the reason why you can have so many young 20-year-old white women win Oscars and 80-year-old white women win Oscars. But you can't, it's like, I mean, thank God for the women that, black women specifically that have won. But, like, I don't think it is a true representation. Even Lupita, she's amazing. Hallie, amazing. Jennifer, love her to pieces. I don't think... Wait a minute. And did Regina just get hers? What did she get?
I feel like it was an Emmy.
Was it?
I think it was an Emmy. I think it was for seven seconds.
Regina King Oscar.
I want to work with her so bad.
No, I think she won an Oscar. She won for that Moonlight Sunshine, Walking, that boring movie. Best Supporting Actress. If Beale Street could talk. There we go. I was so close.
What did you say?
Moonlight Sunshine, Walking.
That didn't have one word in that movie.
It's the what the movie was, though. It was like we walk in the moonlight and in the sunshine. That's what If Beale Street Could Talk was about. We gonna walk in the sunshine and the moonlight.
Angel.
She, I think, is a beautiful representation of what is in, of the untapped talent of black women in Hollywood. Yes. More so than any of the other women I named. Again, I'd love every single last one of them.
Yes.
But when I think about like the amazing breadth of what black women actually bring to the table, Regina King is a group. And if you really put that up against a lot of the folk and look at it that way, we're not going to have as many just white women winning in all these categories.
She's
it's just not.
Everything from child actress to comedy to supporting to movie to
somebody series. Says I describe movies like emojis.
And the funny thing is you're an actress.
Oh yeah.
You be like the movie Malcolm X. You know Mark Michael Letters.
Red hair what'd you call? Relaxer. Relaxing the hair with glasses.
But you're good at taboo, oh, which yeah. is, it's quite confusing because it's to say, you describe movies like you are playing taboo.
Yes.
And that is what it is.
I need a good castmate. I need a good member. I actually, while I was trying to see if I could find it, when I was on the plane, I meant to post it. This was something that was playing on the plane.
She's all that.
She's kind of all right. She's just all right. That's what I called it. We were talking about it.
Like, you sound like bootleg versions of stuff. Uh-huh. Like Bollywood, Nollywood versions of stuff. But we can't call it Saving Private Ryan. You got to be like helping the military.
Helping a soldier because his brothers are dead. You know it. Terrible.
All right, y'all. We got to go. I believe we're saying the bonus is Thursday.
Yes.
Bonus is Thursday. We got to double check with Josh. Keep your distance tickets on sale now. Kev on Stage Studios app. Please buy it. Get it for a month or a year. And we'll see you guys next week. God bless you.
I'm going to show y'all my outfit before Josh cuts the thing.
Later.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.